Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes, guest hosting, up a little bit later, evaluating the possible risk of indictment of Donald Trump. The new fake Drudge Report is predicting he's in deep trouble. Is he really? Or is this another kangaroo court, another scam for criminal proceeding, much like many of the January 6th committee hearings have been? But up now, a special report about the risk of digital currencies that I've often talked about with George Gammon and others. In particular, Senator Manchin and the Democrats and Senator Sinema have appeared to have come to an agreement on a budget. And as part of that budget, they have proposed a 15% corporate tax rate that's really about a global tax rate. And that global tax rate is really about creating a global digital currency. That's the first step in it. So let's listen to this video breaking down that risk.
Recently, the central bank digital currencies have been the talking point at the global confabs because they lead to the creation of a global currency system.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the session on resetting digital currencies. The theme of this year's forum, as you know, is a crucial year to rebuild trust.
A digital payment system can help reduce these logistical costs, can help remove, you know, the dangers of holding cash.
As the architects of multiple global crises pour on the tyranny, the IMF is enjoying an elevated position as the problem solver most nations turn to for help, racketeering on a global scale.
With all the current issues on our agenda, we tend to forget that we are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, which accelerates global change in much more comprehensive and faster ways than the previous three revolutions. The objective is to quickly recognize the potential of new technologies. History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
And as Bloomberg gleefully reported, key Democratic congressional allies are urging President Joe Biden's administration to support a new injection of resources for countries at the IMF to help them deal with the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, to the tune of at least $650 billion in additional IMF reserve assets. The demand is being led by Representative Pramila Jayapal and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Zero Hedge recently put the puzzle pieces together concerning the Democrats' proposed $650 billion flooding of the IMF with special drawing right funds. What are special drawing right funds?
The Special Drawing Rights, or SDR, was created by the IMF in 1969 to supplement the official reserves of its member countries. The SDR is an interest-bearing international reserve asset that can only be held by the IMF, its member countries, and designated official entities known as prescribed holders. In addition to this role, the SDR serves as the unit of account of the IMF and several other international organizations.
Zero Hedge writes, each new crisis brings global banks closer to their goal. The introduction of national digital currencies and the SDR basket become the de facto reserve trading tool for the world. Why do Democrats specifically want aid denominated in SDRs? Because funding allocations in the U.S. have already hit their maximum, and new funding bills are being defeated in the Senate. At the IMF, there are no checks and balances. They can ask for almost any amount of money in the form of SDRs without oversight. There are always strings attached when it comes to the IMF, and in exchange for SDRs, the globalists will certainly want more centralized control. The Ukrainian war is not merely a money laundering operation. It is a linchpin to transfer the global economy out of the money printing of central banks and directly into the hands of globalists controlling the IMF. We are being looted in real time of our property, currency, sovereignty, and our very lives. John Bound reporting.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding, they have the corporate media, they have most of the courts, but they don't have our hearts, our minds, and they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer and reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants. Not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. All three of our toothpaste, back in stock. Superblue, finally, back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. A little bit later, we'll be discussing whether or not Biden has sufficient evidence to actually indict Trump or whether it's simply a bluff, and whether or not the state of Georgia may be bringing charges under the politically motivated district attorney there in Fulton County. But first up, an answer to Alex Berenson. Alex Berenson was on Twitter the other day suggesting that anyone who defended Alex Jones should be ashamed of themselves and that he will be blocking them. My response was that Alex Berenson should feel ashamed for even making such a statement, given his own issues and concerns with fundraising and other related matters. If you have a log in your eye, don't go around looking for the speck in other people's eyes. Alex Berenson's response was to buy into the entire media narrative that the case has nothing to do with the First Amendment, has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with due process of law, has nothing to do with trial by right of jury. But that's the problem. He simply accepted the media's narrative without looking at the actual facts. For those out there that want the actual facts are still the same. Alex Jones and InfoWars produced more discovery than any defendant in a media defamation case than I have ever heard of. Indeed, you don't have to doubt that because you can simply listen to what the plaintiffs are talking about in court. The emails, the documents, the texts, the videos, the financial information. And that shows you, as well as a wide range of video clip excerpts from depositions. And that tells you, huh, they said that there was no attempts to meaningfully do any discovery in the case. Well, if that is the case, then how is it they have all of these emails, all of these documents, all of these texts, all of these depositions? In fact, in that context, if you dig deep and if you dig further, what you will see and what you will witness is extraordinary participation by InfoWars and Alex Jones to an unparalleled and unprecedented degree in discovery. Discovery that, in my view, violated their First Amendment right of speech, press, and association. How so? They demanded that InfoWars try to turn over or disclose various whistleblower reports that they had received. Tried to force InfoWars to disclose what other members of the press they've ever talked to, whether it's Joe Rogan or anyone else. Demanded they try to get the InfoWars records of InfoWars consumers and donors and contributors. They failed in that effort due to the effort to object to it, but they were able to obtain a wide range of other financial information about members of InfoWars that they were not constitutionally entitled to under First or Fourth Amendment principles. So this is the degree to which they partook and participated in discovery. Alex Berenson would know this had he actually done his job. Had he actually done a little bit of due diligence and researched and reviewed the actual facts in the case. Here, by the way, is a red flag, and you can use it for other cases. If you hear somebody has done something bad within a judicial proceeding that warrants their denial of their constitutional right or liberty, see if they're really specific about what that was. Here, you've heard lots of stories about how InfoWars didn't participate in discovery, but they never tell you how, do they? They never tell you what document was it that wasn't turned over? What deposition was it that wasn't done? What information wasn't presented? What information did they not ultimately already have or obtained by independent third-party sources? They don't tell you any of that. And that's because they know it's a made-up case of discovery noncompliance. This has been extraordinary discovery compliance. So in that context, this case already violates InfoWars' First Amendment rights because it allows a legal theory of the case to move forward that violates the constitutional principle of colloquium, which requires that you talk about a specific person. You identify that person by image or by name, and that you say a specific fact about them, not a theory, and a factual item that can be confirmed by a jury. If you can't, then it's a violation of the First Amendment rights of freedom of the press, freedom of the speech, and freedom of association and freedom of expression, the freedom to ask questions. That's why the right to petition our government is part of the First Amendment. So that's the first violation. The next violation was the Second Amendment right, because this speech was about your right to defend yourself with the Second Amendment, and then that includes the right to bear and carry arms, as the Indiana gentleman did that saved lives, as a person in West Virginia did just about a month ago and saved lives, as happened all across America and saves lives. It was a Fourth Amendment violation by the violation of the rights to privacy and a wide range of information. Just because you've been sued doesn't mean you forfeited your right to privacy. You still have the right to privacy under the Fourth Amendment that requires the court show and meet a certain high standard the more intimate or private that information is. That right was routinely and flagrantly violated by the plaintiffs and even the courts in this case. The Fifth Amendment right is the right to due process of law. What does that mean? The due process of law entitles you to bring the same motions to dismiss, anti-slap motions, motions for summary judgment that everyone else has. And yet InfoWars has been denied that right in every single Sandy Hook case. No right to bring a motion to dismiss. No right to bring a motion under the anti-slap laws. No right to bring a motion for summary judgment. Indeed, only one court even heard those motions on the merits. And the Texas Supreme Court passed on getting involved at the preliminary stage when, frankly, they could have and should have and likely will regret that they didn't as they see the mockery and travesty of justice unfolding before our very eyes in Travis County, Texas. Then you have the Sixth Amendment right to confront witnesses against you, including those presenting evidence from the other side. In this context, that has been routinely and repeatedly denied. Cross-examination by presenting the full context of videos and documents has been systematically and continuously excluded by the court, even when the other side had agreed to those videos prior to trial. Indeed, Alex Jones is not even allowed to tell the jury that he repeatedly said Sandy Hook happened in many instances over the years. He's not allowed to tell the jury that for the mistakes that he made and the questions that he asked were the wrong questions, he has recognized and admitted and accepted responsibility for the things he got wrong, unlike CNN, unlike the New York Times, unlike, frankly, Fox News. So in that same context, then you get to the Seventh Amendment right to trial by jury. This is why you cannot just routinely, flagrantly dismiss cases or default witnesses or exclude a jury from hearing evidence. That's because of the right to trial by jury, which goes all the way back to the Magna Carta itself. You're talking about 8 centuries of history here, folks. That's how important this right was, because we want to make sure that juries decide the facts, that juries decide the evidence, that juries decide the truth, not judges. Not judges who have political biases and personal prejudices and class biases that can shade their perception of the case. That's why you can't issue a default judgment outside of extreme and extraordinary circumstances that did not exist in this case. So the Alex Jones case is a case to see how many constitutional rights they can take away, they can strip, they can violate. Because if they can do it to Alex Jones, then you can guarantee, just like the social media censorship and suppression that took place, they are coming for you next. Once again, we are all Alex Jones. When we come back after the break, we're going to be discussing whether or not Joe Biden has the evidence and the goods to indict Donald Trump, or whether it's just more trumped-up charges.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting. Is Trump going to be indicted? Is Trump going to sue CNN? The possibilities of Trump getting indicted continue to mount, particularly in the state of Georgia. And there they are, but it appears that they are paralleling the same structure, according to leaks from various FBI and Justice Department individuals about a pending grand jury in the District of Columbia, where there have been extensive search warrants, extensive subpoenas, and the rest. This, by the way, shows the difference between the Durham investigation and a real investigation. That if Durham was serious, you would have heard many search warrants, you would have heard of many subpoenas, you would have heard of many witnesses. You never did. That was a sign that Durham was never the real deal. He was there to cover up the degree of corruption at the highest ranks. The goal, just as Mueller was there to cover up everything that took place involving Spygate, Durham was the cleanup guy to make sure that anything that went wrong with Spygate was not blamed on John Brennan, was not blamed on James Clapper, was not blamed on people like James Comey, was not blamed on Peter Stroke, was not blamed on anybody like that, but was instead blamed on low-level, mid-tier outsiders. And then even when then he brought charges, he brought them in cases like the District of Columbia, where he knew the jury was likely to acquit just because the defendant was was anti-Trump. And so the same pattern has revealed in reverse when it relates to the D.C. grand jury and the Fulton County grand jury going after Trump. There have been extensive subpoenas, search warrants, a wide range of invasive investigative techniques that show they are desperate, scorched earth level desperate, to try to find anything they can use to indict Trump. But did Trump commit a crime? Well, I was part of the Trump election team in Georgia. And the answer is no. The only crime were the crimes he was exposing, not the crimes he participated in. It's important to remember out there on the election contest context what the president's election contest was all about. Here they're claiming the electors are fake electors. That's utter hogwash. That would be like saying every time a candidate names electors, they're fake electors unless those are the ones that Congress ultimately determines to accept. Everybody is competing electors. Those aren't fake electors. They're competing electors. That if you win your election contest, one remedy can be for a court to appoint them as the electors. Also, another remedy is for the state legislature to appoint them as electors. And an even another remedy is for Congress itself to appoint them as electors. Or, of course, you could just have a new election. You have to name what your competing electors are to make it easy for courts or Congress or state legislatures to give remedy. That's all President Trump did. All he did was make it easily available and accessible for the courts or Congress or state legislatures to give effective remedy. He didn't put forth fake electors. These people are all real. Whether or not they were accepted as electors was a question for the courts, a question for Congress, a question for the state legislatures. By definition, until the electors were chosen, they could not be legally fake electors. That makes the D.C. grand jury investigation a fake fraudulent investigation. That makes the investigation out of Fulton County, Georgia, a fake fraudulent investigation. What it shows is Democrats are willing to weaponize all lawfare everywhere, whether it's prosecutorial power, whether it's state power, whether it's federal power, whether it's judicial power, whether it's lawsuit power, to go after and tar and feather, sometimes quite literally, their political opponents and adversaries. Well, unfortunately, Republicans and conservatives have mostly sat on their hands. Look at Hunter Biden. Hasn't Hunter Biden committed crimes in a whole bunch of counties and a whole bunch of states all across the country? Where are the state prosecutors or county prosecutors stepping up to the plate to make sure he is held accountable for all of his continuous, daily, filmed himself selfies, his crime selfies? That's what Biden makes, are crime selfies on a daily basis. Why has none of them stepped up to the plate and brought prosecution? Well, there are these fake fraudulent charges brought against President Trump or being investigated against President Trump in Georgia and in the District of Columbia. So the short answer is there is no case against President Trump for committing any crime because President Trump didn't commit any crime. President Trump exposed the crime. And just as they went through and tried to find something in New York, the Manhattan went through all of his financial history, all of his personal history, all of his professional history, looked at everything he's ever done or even possibly could do, and they couldn't find one piece of evidence that Donald Trump had committed one single crime. They couldn't even reach the low level of probable cause of criminal conduct to go after him in New York for his entire history as a businessman in New York, as a public figure in New York. And they looked at literally everything. They went after people that simply worked for Trump on whether they got all of their T's crossed and all of their I's dotted correctly on minutia like taxes. And they still couldn't find a single thing that Trump did wrong. If that's the case, why do they think now they're going to suddenly find something he did wrong? This is an attempt to create a fake narrative around the issue of the election. And let's go back to the election and remember what about it was problematic. Sometimes people get caught up in machines. They get caught up in difficult to prove conspiracy theories. You don't have to do that to realize the election fornication that took place in 2020 did not meet the constitutional standard of a presidential election. What does that mean? It means that in order to be constitutionally qualified, it needs to conform to the rules set by the state legislature and only the state legislature. Because under the Constitution, presidential elections are only determined by the legislative branch of the state government, not anybody else. So the big questions were threefold. Were there constitutionally unqualified voters who voted, meaning voters who did not meet the standards under the state legislature's rules for voting in the presidential election? Second, were there ballots cast that were not constitutionally qualified ballots? What does that mean? It means ballots cast in conformity with the rules set by the legislature of each state. Third, was the canvassing and the counting of the ballots done in a constitutionally qualified manner? Once again, in accord with the rules and standards established by the legislature of each state. Here's the fact that they don't want to disclose and don't want to talk about. In Georgia, in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, in Nevada, in all of these states, there were more constitutionally unqualified voters, more constitutionally unqualified ballots, and more constitutionally unqualified canvassing and counting of those ballots than there was the margin of victory in each one of those states for determining the presidential election winner. And all Trump needed was just a few of those states, not all of them, and it happened in all of them. You want the proof of that? One singular piece of proof. So if anybody else out there says, oh, there's no proof, that's all made up, etc., ask them one question. Name the county or state in any contested election context for presidential election of 2020 where the state allowed and authorized a full signature match check. In other words, match the signatures on the absentee ballot envelopes that came in with their confidential secret signature on the voter registration file. And they do this all the time. In fact, Barack Hussein Obama got himself elected by using signature match checks to kick off his opponents. Guess how many counties and how many states in November of 2020 or for the November 2020 election did a single signature match ballot check on any major election? None of them. None of them. Why? Because they knew they had committed fraud. The fraud isn't what President Trump did in the election. It was what was done to him in the election. When we come back, we'll be discussing that and more.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes, guest hosting. With us for the bottom half of the hour is Mark Robert. We're going to be discussing a little bit later what risk does President Trump face that happened to Robert Kennedy in 1968. When Robert Kennedy was looking for possible revenge on the deep state for the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy. You can find Mark Robert at America's Untold Stories on YouTube. You can also find him at unstructured.locals.com. The America's Untold Stories, you find an extraordinary kind of mini documentary series that not only includes the sort of wild adventures of Mark Robert's life, that includes adventures between the UFOs and Moonies, National Lampoons and World Weekly News, investigative journalism exposing rehabs, but the better part of a half century independently investigating what took place and what transpired involving the assassinations of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, as well as the assassination of Robert Francis Kennedy and others in the context of what took place in the 1960s and 1970s. So that is why you should go to America's Untold Stories. You can get the breakdown on LBJ and find out all about Jumbo. We won't detail that any further here. You can find all about a wide range of information and details there in terms of what happened to participants, because it's a useful template, not just if you're interested and curious in history and you want to know what happened at, you know, what, you know, how did the Kennedy assassination happen? Who covered it up? What happened with Robert Kennedy? What happened? Was Saran really the sole assassin, or was there a whole nother story, as Mark has detailed? But also look at it for templates. These are the kind of people to look out for, and the gray space operators who operate between the black and the white, the David Ferries of the world, who manage to be both inside and outside government, one foot in both, like the Guy Bannisters of the world, the Clay Shaws of the world, and the many other culprits that show up in the Kennedy assassination. And so, Ed, that is the context in which we'll be discussing today some of the lessons that Mark has learned in investigating the Kennedy assassination. So, Mark, glad you could be with us.
Hey, great to see you, Robert. That was quick.
What led to the your interest in the first place in investigating what really happened in the Kennedy assassination?
Well, I guess I grew up into it. I mean, when you're a certain age and you see Jack Ruby being killed on television, sitting there with your parents in Brooklyn, and he's killed in a police station in Dallas, the most least likely place for a suspect like Oswald to be killed by Ruby in police custody, the most famous perpetrator or you know, alleged perpetrator at the time, surrounded by 50 to 60 Dallas police officers, to have a man come in, a nightclub owner, stick a gun into his stomach and blow his guts out, and you're sitting at home from school watching that the same weekend that your president's head has been blown off in that same city, you begin to ask a few questions at that time as to why that happened. And, you know, I mean, really, like a lot of people, the first questions that came up, the first answers were provided by Mark Lane, who wrote Rush to Judgment and becomes the number one bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. Mark Lane, an attorney in New York in Greenwich Village, who was actually JFK's Democratic campaign manager in that area of New York City for his campaign. Mark Lane comes to Dallas and talks to Oswald's mother and becomes the attorney for her. She wants him to represent her son at that time. He's already obviously deceased. But that's where Mark Lane begins this journey, which leads to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books and documentaries about the Kennedy assassination. But the point that starts this thing is Mark Lane's book reaching number one on the bestseller list, and the CIA coming out with a memorandum a couple of years later in 67, saying to their media assets, as they call it in the document, that Mark Lane has to be called a conspiracy theorist. That's their new word. Their new phrase is conspiracy theorist. This is developed because of the success of Rush to Judgment, the book, as well as the documentary, Robert. So the CIA creates this phrase for the first time against an American citizen who has had success with a book and with a documentary, but is also digging into the deep state for the first time in real time, because Mark Lane goes to Dallas and interviews everyone who are witnesses to the Tippit slaying and other situations that occurred that weekend. And he's really the only one who puts them on film.
And you mentioned that the CIA originated the term and popularized the term conspiracy theorist purely to discredit those asking questions and challenging the narrative about the Kennedy assassination. We have a trial going on in Travis County, Texas, attacking Alex Jones. And you have people like Alex Berenson saying that it's okay because people shouldn't be allowed to ask certain questions about murder conspiracies. And the first thought that came to my mind was, what would have happened had they had this legal weaponization back in the 1960s? And could they have sued Mark Lane into oblivion on the grounds that you've said something the Warren Commission doesn't agree with? You've said something, his famous book, Rush to Judgment, is an indictment of the Warren Commission. You've challenged and contested the institutional narrative. And there's people who, let's say they have some emotional tie to somebody. Let's say they got Tibbetts' widow, for example, or somebody that's willing to play ball, to bring suit and say, oh my goodness, how dare you challenge Lee Harvey Oswald's complicity? You've personally attacked me. You've emotionally destroyed me. I should be able to sue you in oblivion. And it was a bit of a shock to me to watch people like Alex Berenson celebrate this as somehow being a good idea. Could you talk about how critical it was throughout exposing the truth about the Kennedy assassination that people were able to ask questions without fear of being sued into oblivion?
Well, the sued into oblivion part, they didn't really have to go to that route. What they did was back then the Secret Service went to all the local Dallas news stations and asked and received the actual footage that they had shot. That was the way of suppressing the media back then. What they did, let's just take the case of Parkland Dr. Perry, who says that in the press conference, stands up and says that Kennedy is shot through the throat. This is an entrance wound, and that's filmed by DSU and all the Dallas stations. The Secret Service goes over to those news stations and asks and receives the footage of Dr. Perry saying that. A little bit more ham-handed, Robert, than what is going on today, ham-fisted. But that's what they did. They just bulldogged their way through it back then. You know, they didn't have to sue anybody. The suits that you're seeing now are because, you know, obviously the media censorship, which is extremely draconian today, even that is not enough to suppress the truth today. You know what I mean? Even that is not enough to put a clamp down, because I think their biggest nightmare and why we're seeing the wizard behind the curtain is the broad width of the internet. They cannot get this beast under control. They cannot. And that's why they're going after Alex, because his millions of followers, his millions of viewers, they are trying to take down InfoWars, from what I understand, lock, stock, and two smoking barrels, so it doesn't operate at this level, because they can't put this genie back in the bottle. They cannot put a clamp down. I'm trying to compare it to how easy it was back then. You know, for the Secret Service to literally go into WDSU.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it shows the importance of Alex Jones and InfoWars is it's the best deterrent against deep state malfeasance because of its ability to expose it, and thus they have to come up with new and creative ways to suppress and censor that were unavailable to them back in the 1930s. When we come back after the 1960s. In the 1930s. When we come back after the break, we'll be discussing with Mark Robert the deep state plot to kill presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, whether President Trump faces any risk of that as well. That and more topics with Mark Robert. And you can find all of his detailed mini documentaries, stories of all of this deep state corruption exposure at America's Untold Stories on YouTube and Rumble. That's America's Untold Stories. You should go and subscribe now to enjoy the benefit of that exclusive information.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting, here interviewing Mark Robert at America's Untold Stories. That's where you can find him on YouTube. You can also find him at unstructured.locals.com. People have been asking me, and people often ask me, what books I'm reading. Mark recently gave me a big book on a certain general up near Dallas, known as General Walker, that he's doing a treatment of. He also has a treatment of Oswald, also has a treatment of RFK, and has been doing these America's Untold Stories in the interim. I can tell you the book I'm most looking forward to reading, in addition to the book on General Walker, will be this one. Alex is on Alex Jones, The Great Reset. You can find it yourself. Just listen to Steve Bannon. He loves to read populist books of great intellectual valor and quality, and he recommends the book. So you can go and pre-order it now. You can even pre-order one and get Alex Jones' personal signature on the inside. So I recommended it at InfoWarsStore.com. Mark, unraveling what took place in the Kennedy assassination, you did a deep dive, looked at hundreds of hours of documentaries, hundreds and hundreds of books, gone through wide-ranging original source material, the best informed person on the Kennedy assassination that I've ever met, and you've been detailing little bits and pieces, little vignettes of the story at America's Untold Stories. But I think a big part of that story is what followed up in 1968. You testified at the Saran-Saran parole hearing. hearing detailing and objecting to his continued detention and imprisonment. And as you've noted in the two-part series on RFK, his assassination and your treatment, RFK Must Die, hopefully will be produced soon, that the Kennedy assassination, Robert Kennedy, was not assassinated by a lone crazy nut in the Saran Saran, as was popularly portrayed and presented in the court of public opinion. In that context, you mentioned the relevance and significance of both the fact that the deep state is who assassinated John F. Kennedy, is that Robert Kennedy said just, I think, a couple of days before his assassination, his intention to reopen the investigation into his brother's assassination, that everybody kind of knew it was a revenge tour for Bobby Kennedy, that if he got back into the White House, he was going to undo the damage that had been done by the deep state and correct what his brother was attempting to correct at the time of his assassination. Unfortunately, we never got to see what that looked like because he was assassinated soon thereafter. Can you describe for people how much is the deep state the best evidence that the deep state is the real culprit for the assassination of John Kennedy, and that it was likely deep state operators and affiliates and associates and motivation that was behind the assassination of his brother Robert Kennedy?
Well, we were just talking about the other day on the show, myself and Eric Hunley, how Jock Whitney, this is some new revelation I had, Jock Whitney of the Whitney, New York, Whitney Museum family owned the New York Herald Tribune, for instance, just to give you an example of some obscure little tidbit that people don't realize. Multimillionaire owned the Tribune in New York. He wakes up on November 22nd, 1963, and must have gotten a phone call because he goes to work and makes himself into a copywriter that day. And he writes on November 22nd, the first printed editorial calling Lee Harvey Oswald the lone assassin of JFK in a New York newspaper. Now, he has never written an article for the New York Herald Tribune. He's the publisher and owner. But he wakes up that morning, Robert, and he has a cup of espresso and from Midtown Manhattan. He walks over to the office and he sits down and he writes the editorial that becomes the first ever in print story that Oswald is the lone assassin of JFK. Now, the reason that's important is, A, how fast it was done, and B, how deep this guy is into the deep state as a Whitney doing it. So dig that. Here's the guy. He's a multimillionaire, but he gets a phone call saying, listen, Jock. He's named Jock because he owned all these horses and was a big horse racing fanatic. But he's summoned to go to work and write the editorial. That is how quickly and how fast the payback of being a member of the deep state. It's kind of like The Godfather on a gritty level, on a downscale level. You see it in The Godfather. You know, someday we're going to come to you, the funeral director, and you're going to have to do something for us. Well, on a MAGA scale, and I mean that MAGA meaning gigantic, not Trumpian, on a huge scale, that's how the deep state works. A guy at the level, of Jock Whitney, of the Whitney Museum family, could get a call saying, buddy, you got to go to work today in this story. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm going over right now. Now, that's just an example of the deep state in regarding JFK. I mean, the snuffing out of witnesses. I mean, having Dulles on the Warren Commission, that's a deep state move. He'd already been, the arch nemesis of JFK, fired by him. So, of course, the last guy you would want to investigate your murder is the guy who ran the operation that you fired. So that's, it's crazy right there. But we all know that stuff. I mean, but what we're getting into now, including with you, is, looking at this thing from a military angle, from the military angle of a General Charles Cabell, who's fired as a second in command of the CIA, of somebody like a General Walker, who's a two-star general in Dallas, Texas, who was fired by JFK. Somebody like Curtis Bombsaway LeMay, a four-star general who despised JFK and said we have to nuke Cuba immediately, who said repeatedly that if the Japanese had won the war, he would have been tried and executed as a war criminal, and rightfully so, for killing over 300,000 Japanese in the firebombing of Tokyo, civilians. So these were the arch nemesis of JFK and RFK. The bottom field level people, you know, the rubies running around at the street level, that's what people get to look at. You know, the people that are running around, the dirty, filthy, you know, street level cats. But up above are these puppet masters of the deep state, Robert, who have been doing this maybe going back to the 30s.
And speaking of which, how much risk, like people have asked me, what's the most analogous comparison to Trump's presidential campaign? And like the only time someone was in the presidency and went at the deep state and was removed or wasn't reelected by any means was really John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy's attempts to return that power to the people. How much risk does Trump have that he faces a consequence in 2024 or in its approachment if they're not able to indict him, if they're not able to politically take him out, that he faces a similar risk of the fate of Robert Kennedy did in 1968, a risk of assassination?
Well, let me put it this way. LBJ worked the same way. LBJ tried to intimidate. He tried to bribe. He would pay you. He would pay you to do his bidding. He would bribe you to do his bidding. And if none of that worked, then he would call up a Mack Wallace and have you killed. He would just say, take care of him. This is what the way LBJ did it. So I believe after they have exhausted 900 impeachments and indictments against Trump, we see what happens to Elie Zeldin up in upstate New York. They just come at you with a knife. I mean, this is a guy running for the Republican seat as governor of the state of New York, a congressman, a United States congressman. He's attacked in broad daylight by a man with a knife who comes inches away from stabbing him in the throat, if not for a United States Marine who intercedes there. He is then released immediately without bail. I mean, this, you know, is showing you when they're stalking United States Supreme Court justices, Robert, like Kavanaugh, and nobody bats an eye. You talk about dog whistles. They're literally doing it a different way now. They're sending out a mad dog whistle, as I call it. You know, they're not hiring a guy, you know, with a resume. They're just sending out a broad net. But if that broad net doesn't work, then you've got to get into a Sirhan Thane Eugene Caesar plot that can be rather complicated. But I'm sure there's a bunch of these on the board that are ready to go against Trump. Because he, like Alex Jones, have become these lightning rods of truth in the American zeitgeist, in the American pop culture, in American history. And they will apparently go to any length to stop Jones and to stop Trump from getting back into power because they know that these guys are coming for them if they get back into power. You know what I mean? Like Kennedy, like you said, he spoke in March of 1968, right here in the valley at what's now Northridge University. He said that he, for the first time, and he had never said this before, many of the Kennedy aides documented this, that if he's elected president, he was going to reopen the investigation into his brother's murder.
Exactly. And less than a week or so later, he was dead. Thanks, Mark, for joining us. You can follow him at America's Untold Stories. You can follow him at Lord Buckley Twitter. You can follow him at unstructured.locals.com. But again, go to America's Untold Stories on YouTube or unstructured.locals.com to get inside information on a continuous level. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And Alex Jones Show will be back tomorrow.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.